and the council, the finance committee, the Warwick City Council is called to order. Okay, on the agenda, I need the acceptance of the committee meeting held on February 9th. I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second by Councilman Muto. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. We will also get the minutes out of the way for the consent calendar. I need a motion. We have a motion from Councilman Foley. We have a second from Councilman Muto. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We'll have to deal with the sun on our eyes for a little while, everyone, but we're not going to complain about having sun for a change. Before we move into the actual bid documents, bid package, I just want to, that's the first time I've ever been accused of not talking loud enough, but thank you for that. That's cool. Before we get into the bid package, I just want to reach out to all the department heads that when you are sending us your bid requests, and particularly if it's a 56-6, and I know most of the cases, there is an explanation in the position package or position paper why you need a 56-6, but not all members of the public understand that or know why. And I think everyone realizes that the members of the public are certainly becoming more and more involved in our city government, and they're looking for a little bit of clarity on some of this. So if you could just do that if you haven't been, and if you have, thank you for that. We are going to start with item number one, found on page one, 2026-353C, gas, diesel, et cetera. Chief?
Good evening.
Chief, you're in luck tonight because with the sun on our eyes, we can't see your facial expressions or your body language.
Fantastic. Assistant Chief Umenhauer from the Fire Department. Fire Department reviewed bid 2026-353C, gasoline, low sulfur diesel, and ultra low sulfur diesel. Received seven bids. Fire Department is recommending the bid go to Mirabito Holdings, doing business as Mirabito Energy Products. They were the lowest, submitted the lowest overall price based on the oil price information service of the Port of Providence. This current bid expires on 4/9 of 26, and if approved, will have an effective date of 4/10/26 through 4/9/27 for an amount not to exceed $250,000.
Thank you, Chief. My first question is the pricing that we have in this bid package, is that pricing still good?
Yeah, that's an increment over the daily rate. So whatever the daily rate changes every day, they charge us an extra 24 cents per gallon for the charge. So it really doesn't matter. Day to day, it changes. It's always number. 24 cents right. More than whatever the rate rack is.
I'm also curious. At the last meeting, we had a police and municipal come to us for fuel. Why didn't your department come to us for fuel at the same time and just get it done?
It's a matter of when to review the bids. I didn't get a chance to review the bid right away, and the bid was due within a days after the bid were awarded, and I wasn't there. So by the time I got in and got to review it, it already passed the deadline. So I pushed to this actually was last meeting's bid. But yeah, I tried to do it, but I don't want to rush it too fast. Obviously, I rushed this one a little bit, as you could tell already by my one mistake in my cover letter.
Okay. Chief, I had also reached out to you over, I think it was actually yesterday, maybe, might have been Saturday. Clarify your comment or the paragraph where it says for ultra low sulfur fuel, diesel Pinnacle Petroleum. I picked up on that and I didn't think that was what you wanted to. So just, could you just clarify that for everyone, please?
Yeah, so the original, this was probably a multitasking error on my part. The original letter that I had submitted said that Pinnacle Petroleum submitted the lowest bid, although the actual recommendation for the award was correct to Mirabeau Holding. So I did submit a follow-up corrected version of it.
Right.
But although since that consent calendar was already created, we couldn't add it in back into it, but we did send a revision out.
Right.
Of that. You didn't notice that, and that was correct. That was an error on my part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that, Chief. The encumbrance that was in Munis report that I've seen, I think it was last week, there was an encumbrance of $56,813. Does that include a recent purchase? In other words, have you received $56,813 in fuel, or is that something that you have requested and haven't received yet?
The way that we do diesel fuel, at least in the fire department, is we get multiple invoices, maybe two or three every week. And over the course of the year, that creates a lot of a lot of invoices. So what we do is we call a drawdown. We take one lump sum purchase order out at the beginning of the fiscal year, and then we draw off of that every year. So when the fiscal year started, I took $175,000 out of our budget and created a purchase order for that. And then the actual expenses you see are what we're actually spending, but the encumbrance is what's left over in that purchase order until it expires, which would be in April when the bid expires.
And between now and the end of this fiscal year, do you anticipate coming in on budget, under budget, or over budget?
Well, if you asked me this 2 weeks ago, I would say under budget. It went up 50 cents from Friday to Monday a gallon. So right now we spent $175,000 was what I anticipated in the first 3 quarters of the year. That would be up until this bid expires the first week of April. As of March 3rd, I had 34,000 left. At $3 a gallon, which is average what we pay, that usually is $17,000 to $18,000 a month is what we spend in diesel fuel. So $34,000, I would be under budget at that point if the price holds. But I'm not very cautious that $3.06 a gallon is going to be realistic, because we're at like $4.50 right now. So.
And with that said, Chief, obviously, $250,000 is a major amount of fuel. And I know the last time that you came before us for fuel, I made the comment that I'm going to make again. I would respectfully ask the department to limit the use of the vehicles, the fire apparatus, for emergency use only. I don't know if that has been relayed since our last meeting, but I'm asking it again, particularly where these fuel prices are going crazy. All budgets are being stretched, including the taxpayers' budget. So I would, again, ask you to do that.
I'll pass that down to the command staff.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Yes, Councilman Napa.
Chief, I apologize. I didn't ask you this in advance, but it came to my head when you were talking. So you draw out the entire amount that you're approved for as an encumbrance. At the end of the year, if you're over budget, how does that encumbrance get written back in as a...
Yeah, so you'll see I've got like $42,500 left in that budget. So when this bid expires and we move to a different vendor, I will create another drawdown for that amount. And then any amount that's left in that purchase order, when I close it, goes back into the account again. So if I only use, I have 175, I only use 165. When I close that purchase order, after we get our last invoice from the current vendor, $10,000 will go back into our budget line. And more than likely what I do is I add that to the new vendor's purchase order if we need it for to get us through the rest of the year.
Okay.
So the residual does come back into the budget line if we don't use it, like any other purchase order.
Thank you.
That it, Councilman, thank you. Anyone else on the committee? Any questions from members of the council? We have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Just identify yourself for the record, please.
It's Robert Cushman, Ward 1. So this is a general question, but it is related to this. So when I look at PCR 25-26, the language basically says, resolve that the City Council of the City of Warwick, as required by provisions of Section 611 and 612 of the City Charter and the ordinances relative to competitive bidding on purchase enacted here, they are under hereby and herewith approves the acceptance of the following bids. So that means you are, I guess, all the purchases that are taking place tonight before the Finance Committee, you use provisions of the Charter of 611 and
6. Question, right now we're talking about this particular item.
Yeah, I want to know what's authorizing this. It's it's 611 and 612, right?
Okay.
So based on your language in your resolution, what other ordinances relative to competitive bidding are you using to justify these purchases?
To justify the purchases?
Yes. Read your own resolution. Mm-hmm. Yes, it says, and the ordinances relative to competitive bidding on purchases. So what other ordinances are you using to justify these purchases tonight?
I'll defer to the council solicitor.
I'd have to do some research, but the municipality is enabled to procure under the state law, providing them the abilities to purchase through the varying methods that are provided, and those align with how the city operates. I'd have to dig through to find if there is a pertinent matter to this particular bid or any other bid thereafter, but that normally is part of the authorized actions that the city has under state procurement law for municipalities that is carried through along with our charter.
So through the chair, would Chapter 56 on purchasing ordinances apply tonight?
I don't have Chapter 56 in front of me.
So Chapter 56, I don't have the Chapter 56 is basically your purchasing ordinances. So the question I'm asking is, some of these purchases that we're going to see tonight, are some of the authorizations related to Chapter 56 of the Code of Ordinances?
As it pertains to certain bids, as noted in the bid resolutions themselves, there are varying activities that that are operating under specific code provisions. And in the case of this one, it's not noted that it's a special version, but you know, a couple down, there's a 56.6, which cites the specific code section. There's a 612 this evening later in the night citing the Code of Ordinances. There's multiple other 56.6s citing the Code of Ordinances.
And if there was any, through the chair, any specific ordinances on a purchase for a specific, I don't know, supplies, materials, consulting services, that would also come into effect too. We don't have to go through the Code of Ordinances, but is that a true statement?
What I would suggest is where standard protocols are being deviated from, or they are utilizing specific authorizations, they are noted and discussed typically before this body.
Okay. So this thing for the gasoline, is this a bid?
It was.
There was multiple people that bid on it?
Right? I think the chief said seven.
Correct.
Seven people had bid on it, which we do have the companies that have been submitted bids. We do have that in our bid package.
So if I look at the Charter 611, basically that's talking about the authorization called competitive bidding. So this isn't a 56-6 or anything else like that, but so the charter is allowing you under 611, right, to conduct this purchase. Is that correct?
Bill? I mean, to my knowledge, it is.
I'm not aware of anything that is deviating from the standard authorization.
Okay. Okay, and just one other note, because I'm going to have other questions later on. I just want to point out in Chapter 611, there is a paragraph that says, you know, opportunity shall be given for competitive bidding under such rules and regulations and with such exceptions as the council may prescribe by ordinance. So to me, that is Chapter 56, and it's any other ordinance that's written that governs purchasing. Would you agree with that?
It seems that it would.
Okay, that's all I have right now. I have some other questions later on. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Sir?
I would just note that the provision in 611 that's being cited.
I'm sorry, who's talking about?
Okay.
Couldn't hear you.
The provision in here that's being cited relative to 611 could very reasonably be interpreted to talk about an exception to and from competitive bidding. So I'm just putting that out there that it's not automatically tying things to an ordinance itself. It very reasonably can be read that that things follow competitive bidding under such rules and regulations and with such exceptions. The exception is reasonably that there are other things that we're authorized to procure matters under that are different than competitive bidding, and the state authorizes that. So there is a reading of this charter that says we can follow the other authorized state laws, for example. So just providing that context in case this is repetitive. Yep.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we will move on to item number two, 2026-328, ammunition, found on page 12. Sorry, it's not page 12.
Yeah, page 12.
It is page 12. Oh, I had copies of other pages there. Okay. Good afternoon, Major. How are you?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you? The Major Robert Hart for the Warwick Police Department. The police department went out to bid for our yearly ammunition order and received one bid. The police department recommends the bid be awarded to Eagle Point Gun of Thoroughfare, New Jersey. Eagle Point is our current vendor and has been very responsive and has been shipping very quickly. The department is seeking spending authority in the amount of $104,914 from budget code 30-236 for a one-year period. And that would be out from March 21st, 2026 through March 20th, 2027.
Major, January 13th, the city council, the city council, we ended up voting, awarded the department $75,000 of additional monies for ammunition. What do you have left of that $75,000 in terms of dollars and cents? And what do you have left in inventory as of today from that time period?
So, Councilman, can you just clarify that? The original bid was for $75,000. We didn't ask for anything else.
The request was for $150,000, and we reduced it to $75,000.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
The original $75,000.
Yes, okay. Of the $75,000.
So as of checking units, we have spent $73,655.
And what do you have remaining in inventory of that $73,000? Because you spent $73,000, let's round it up to the $75,000. That means you would have purchased an additional $75,000, which means the inventory that you had conveyed to us back on January 13th would still be the same.
So I'm not familiar with what the inventory numbers were when you took that, but I can tell you what we have now.
Okay.
Down to the bullet for every single type. So which one would you like?
Okay. Well, go ahead with what we have now. I think that was part of the questions I had asked.
Okay. So starting on July 1st of 2025, for 9mm ball ammo, which is standard target ammo, we had approximately 95,081 rounds. On March 9th of 2026, we received an order of 131,000 rounds, bringing us to 148,706.
Bringing us to what, please?
148,706. Now, we have plans over the next 2 months, when training starts, as soon as all the snow's off the ground in a week or two, to expend approximately 95,000 rounds, which would leave us on June 1st of this year with 53,706 rounds. And I can break that down for all the remainders if you want to hear it.
Okay. And that 53,706, that would be as of June 1st, you say?
June 1st of this year.
Okay, right.
So in the next 2 months, 3 months.
And how many police officers slash recruits will be going through qualifications and or training over between now and June 1st.
Stand by 1 second, please. So we anticipate about 178 total.
178.
That includes the recruits that are in the academy.
I'm sorry?
That includes the recruits that are in the academy.
Correct.
Who are require more rounds than normal.
And the inventory that you currently have of these rounds, I believe you said it's 148,706?
Yes.
Is that going to carry you through June 1st?
No. As of June 1st, we will deplete a large portion of that and be remaining with 53,706.
Okay.
This is we're entering training season right now.
Okay. So you will have enough rounds to get through it with 53,706 remaining.
Which is what we like to keep roughly for reserve as things come up, more trainings, okay, what have you. People can't ship, the vendor can't provide it, et cetera.
Major, the the concern, I'll hold back on that. Any questions from members of the committee? Yes, Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Chair. Hi, Major.
Sir, how are you?
Great. More of a an approach to the bidding process. Here we are thinking about, we sent out a bid. We had one person reply to the bid. Is that what you're claiming?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just finding it difficult to comprehend in our country where there's a gun store pretty much on every corner and there's distributors everywhere that our police department only received one bid for this. And it just happens to be the one that we already carry. How many bids did you send out?
I'd have to defer to purchasing, but it's on the national website, as all bids are. Traditionally, we don't get a lot of bids. I think the year before we had two, maybe three. So it doesn't usually get a lot. There was one late bid submission that was not accepted.
Councilman, may I interject?
Yes, please.
So to the councilman's question, I had reached out for a list of the bidders that were at least solicited to bid. The list was, it was a pretty lengthy list. And when I saw that for roughly $100,000 worth of product, it became a concern to me why people weren't bidding. And I've been down this road before, but it just didn't sink in to be truthful with you, till over the weekend. And I happened to speak to a couple of people who were involved in the business. And what I'm hearing is that we cannot bid on this because you're asking us to hold the price for a year. And in 2025, the prices on ammo went up 3 times. Now, that's what I was going to get at after. But with that said, and certainly I'm welcome to hear from everyone on their comments, what I'm going to suggest, Major, is that this goes back out for a rebid. And the way I would like to see it bid, as an example, is the way DPW does it. You've heard lots and lots of conversations about list price and discounts, et cetera. I think that the department would be far more successful if a bid were sent out that way, where you have your list, just like you provided, of the different ammo that you need, and what the list price is when they're bidding it, and then what their discount would be. From what I'm hearing, you would have more participation in suppliers bidding because they wouldn't be locked into a particular product that has the volatility that it does in terms of pricing. So after we get through the discussion and comments from the public, I will be making that motion. I think that it would be beneficial to the department. I think it would be beneficial to the local suppliers of ammunition. And I think it would also be beneficial to the taxpayers.
Well, one more thing I want to add to that, Councilman.
Sure.
I'm not opposed to that. That's how we do auto parts. However, there's a war on right now. So our pricing is pretty good, like very good. So I'm worried if we do that right now, that price is going to go up. Even if that list price, it might just be bad timing to do that right now.
Just as a point of order through the chair, just so I can clarify your position, you are suggesting that we send this back out to bid so that it's not locked in, so that we subject the city and the taxpayers to volatile and increased pricing likely?
No, that's not what I said at all. What I said was to get a price, a list price on the ammo, the discount, and what the net price is. I didn't say that it was going to necessarily subject you to a price increase, and I'm not necessarily locked into doing this now, but the major just indicated that he wouldn't have a problem doing that. He does have a concern doing it now. So I'm open to all comments and all discussions. However, from what I'm told from people that are involved in ammunition, that's the reason they're not bidding. And they haven't been bidding for years, because I've been down this road before and before, and it's the same thing. And it's because they can't guarantee the price for a year.
Chairman, is that because the price goes up and they don't want to be subject to locking in at a lower rate? Just so I can understand the conversation that you've had outside of this chamber. So the people you've spoken with are reluctant to bid because they would be locked at a lower rate than what they would anticipate the yearly increase would be across the year? Is that?
Well, the comments
so they, so
that
they're, they're essentially looking for relief to say, as my cost goes up, I should be able to build the city more, but I can't with the current bid structure.
What I'm told is that there is a reluctance to bid, and it's quite obvious because they're not bidding, because of having to hold the price for 1 year. That's what they're saying.
So because they can't raise the price as their cost goes up, they're reluctant to bid. So ergo, we would be exposing the tax base to paying higher prices throughout the year if we followed that bid structure.
No,
I think it's appropriate in some instances, but I think I agree with the major that in this instance, if you can lock in ammo at a lower rate, ammo doesn't go down. Rarely. Sometimes it does, but especially we have an active theater of war, I would find it hard to
No, I don't particularly agree with that, Councilman, because your assumption is that if they were to bid with a list price and a discount, that that would be more expensive than what we're having now.
If your vendors anticipated that prices were to go down, then they would certainly bid, because then they would yield a higher profit if their cost goes down, yes?
No, but you don't know if you don't give other vendors the opportunity.
Respectfully, so, I would again, disagree. They have the opportunity. They just don't like the structure.
Councilman.
You don't have to do it if you don't want. But
like you have said before as well, the list price can change. The list price is not guaranteed. Yep. So I know they're going to give us a percentage off of that, but that list price can go up.
Sure. And
like this councilman said, it probably is not going to go down. Mm-hmm. You know, we're open for ideas, but I just don't think this is a good time right now.
The price per round or per 500 rounds, 1,000 rounds that you have now, are those prices higher than the prices that you paid last year?
I don't have that in front of me, but I do remember noting that it was minimal when I saw the pricing. I was actually surprised how minimal it was in the difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as I said, I put it out there for discussion, Councilman. Yeah. Councilman Muto. No, that's fine. That's fine.
No, I'll just chime in. A lot of great discussion. All I'm saying is I agree with you, Major. You know, we have an unexpected war going on. It may not be the right time, but this is the right time to at least have the conversation about our bidding process, whether it's for ammunition, for fuel, for trucks, whatever, where if we send out a bid and we get one back, is that truly a competitive bid? That this may be something that as a council we'll need to address that. You know, is that truly a bid, or is it a 56-6 exception to bid? Because a one price is not really a bid, not competitive bid, at least. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public or comments? Just identify yourself for the record, please.
Rob Cody, Ward 7. For some reason, the internet just went down. I lost the connectivity here. But I did have a couple questions. So last January 15th, when this came before the council for $150,000, I asked this several questions about the quality of the rounds that they were purchasing. And at that time, I actually looked it up, and we were able to buy the exact same round for almost 50% less. Exact same specified round. Now, over the weekend, I called a couple of my colleagues that I do business with ammo, and I showed them this price list, and they said, we can beat every price, every single price. So why aren't we buying it down the road from a local Warwick vendor or from Cranston Gun and Coin on Post Road, right? When they want to do the business, you know what they said to me? We've never gotten a bid solicitation from the city of Warwick. Never. Russ Bertrand from Cranston Gun and Coin, I know him 35 years, said never gotten a bid from the city of Warwick. And when I went through the prices, he just rattled off, yep, can beat that. Yep, can beat that. Yep, can beat that. Now, we don't even have a competitive bid. We're going back to the same vendor that we were at last year. So I also asked a couple of questions last year. And forgive me because the internet went down. One of the questions I have is on the 223. Why are we buying three different types of 223, and why are we buying match grade 223? We're buying the best possible ammunition that we could buy, full metal jacket 223. Why do we need three different types of 223?
Major?
So I am not a firearms expert. Our firearm experts that review this bid, specify what types of ammunition they feel that we should need. I do know, however, that some of that is lower grade on purpose for training. Why? And that, because why would we spend money on the expensive stuff for training?
I'm saying, why do you have three different grades?
Okay, so I do know this. There's the training grade of ammunition. It's less expensive. There's a type of round that when it strikes something, it shatters differently. So it's used in different situations where they don't want penetration into a building or past walls or whatever. I don't know the specifics, but I do know that's the way it breaks apart. And then there is the more, excuse my words, powerful, I guess, round that you had mentioned that is, again, used in different situations. So that's why they specify these. They're not taking the expensive stuff and shooting it at paper and at the range.
But you're using this for the majority of training, right?
This is for specific training for rifles. This is not pistol training.
Right. And what's the distance that you're training in? What is it, 25 yards?
Oh, no. It's much farther than that.
Where are you training?
I want to say it's 75 to 100 yards.
All right, 75 to 100 yards, okay? That's nothing when it comes to shooting a 223. That's, you know, I have a problem with the... So last January, and forgive me, I can't quote the exact number, but at that point, you guys had over like 350,000 rounds. It was hundreds and hundreds of thousands of rounds all total. And now we want hundreds of thousands of rounds more. So one of the questions I have, if I can through the chair, can I ask the purchasing agent a question?
Sure. As long as it's pertaining to this.
Francis Gomez, purchasing agent.
Hi. So do you have a current inventory of exactly what they have for ammunition right now?
I wouldn't have that. That's the department that would have that.
You don't need that?
No.
Oh, well, then maybe we might have to adjust the code of ordinances. Code is the ordinance 5620, which states that the purchasing agent shall have every year annually a complete inventory on tools, equipment, and supplies that are greater than $1,000 in net worth.
Well,
that's what the ordinance says.
That certainly will be a discussion. That'll be a discussion for the future.
Well, I think that should be a discussion for right now because I'm asking a question relative to a purchase, which is happening right now. And the ordinance says that the purchasing agent, not may, not might, but shall, have the inventory. I feel like I can read it to you again. 5620, Warrick Code of Inventory, Warrick Code of Ordinances, inventory documentation of purchased equipment and tools. The purchasing agent shall document and enter into inventory all equipment and tools acquired by the city with a value of over $1,000 or more. All city department directors and their assignees shall perform an annual inventory of the equipment that shall be directed to the purchasing agent. So once again, in the city of Warwick, we're deviating from the ordinances and the laws that allow us to purchase. I didn't make that up. It's right there. So I've got a lot more questions about this. I don't see why we need this amount of ammo. And what I would like to see, which the council has never gotten a specific, and I would like to see tonight for the major to itemize for the council and for the residents, how many rounds of what round has to be fired for qualifications per regulation of all of the on-site, the current staff and prospective cadets that are coming into the department. So if he does that, then we can say, well, this is how many rounds we're going to expend for qualification. And then we can take that number and we can look at what we have in inventory and then we can say, yeah, we have enough. Presently, we're paying the top dollar for all this ammo. And I have one other question, and actually I have two other questions. With regards to the 9mm and the 223, what are you doing with the spent brass?
The range officer collects it most times. I'm not sure where it goes.
You don't know where it goes? No. So that's a problem. It's reloadable brass.
We're not going to shoot reloads.
Whether you're using it to reload or not, it's reloadable brass and it has a value. It has a substantial value. And
So you don't actually have someone that picks the brass up, inventories that brass because it's still owned by the city of Warwick and it has a value, and watch that person dispose of it? Where does the brass go? Do you know exactly where it goes?
I do not.
Okay, that's a problem. That's a problem, because I know if I was there and all that brass was on the ground, you know what I'd be doing with it? I'd be picking it up to take it to reload or to sell it off to my friends. It's a problem. I mean, we got holes in our purchasing procedures. The other thing, I noticed that you're buying 22 rounds. What are we using 22 rounds for?
Animal euthanasia.
And how many 22 rounds do you have currently in stock?
It's not a lot. In fact, I didn't even write it down because it's not that much.
How much?
I don't know. It's not that much.
There again is another problem, right? What does the code say? He is supposed to know exactly what he has in stock. Not that many. Well, what's not that many? I mean, not that many to me and you is a different thing, right? If I'm shooting every day, not that many is, you know, 300 or 400. If I'm shooting all the time, it's 3,000 or 4,000. Now, I understand with the 22 that's probably used for animal control, but we have a bid for it, which is a substantial bid.
Mr. Cody, you have 2 minutes.
Right? So it's a substantial bid. So my point is not to disparage the major. My point is there are serious, consistent flaws in the purchasing, not just here, not with this particular item, but it appears that no department is in conformance with the ordinances that are set up by this city, 56-20. The purchasing agent, I bet if I asked her right now if she had a complete list of inventory for oil filters and brakes, she'd say, no, I don't. Well, guess what? That's a violation of our city ordinances. So I would recommend that we really get our crap together here, because we have big problems facing us financially. And it seems to me like we're buying toys, lots and lots of stuff, and the taxpayers are paying for it with no accountability in terms of we are either in accordance with the specified ordinances or we are not in accordance with the specified ordinances. And clearly now we are not in accordance with the specified ordinances. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Identify yourself for the record, please.
Robert Cushman. So was this purchase put out to bid? I just want to understand.
It was bid?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the major had indicated that there were seven bidders, major?
No. One bid.
I'm sorry, one vendor.
There were two bids. One was late. One was correct. Accepted.
Okay.
Okay, so no, it was put out for a competitive bid.
It was put out for
Okay,
bid.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other members of the public? I think that there was some good questions that have been raised. Oh, sir, who? Oh, I'm sorry, Sal. Sorry, Councilman DeLuise. Sorry.
Okay, with all due respect, Major, it upsets me. Okay, that not only does it waste time, that you folks, different, you know, departments, don't come here prepared with the answers that you know these intelligent people in the audience are going to ask, because they do their homework. So if you want us to decide how much ammunition you need, I don't know. I have no idea. But I know that Mr. Cody and Mr. Cushman, they're going to say, all right, how many do we have? 20,000 9mm rounds left? So why don't you people come here prepared? That's what upsets me. It wastes my time and it wastes everybody else's time. Councilman, so come here prepared.
Councilman Bill Facenzi, Chief Staff. The major has all the inventory except for the 22 rounds, which is inconsequential. It's such a small number. If you'd like to know how many of each round he has them right here.
Well, I think that's what
he asked for, the 22 rounds.
Do we have a number on any of the?
Yes.
Councilman,
absolutely.
Can you use the mic, please?
Do I really need it?
Yes.
So, Major, I apologize. I respect what you gentlemen do, and fire departments have been to my cousin's house 3 times in the last 2 weeks. So, no disrespect, but I think that when these gentlemen that they do their homework, and you know that they've been around for a long time. If, you know, I don't know all, you know, guns. So I don't know. I'm not an expert on ammunition, but I think they just want to know, like, what we have in inventory and what we used in the last 11 months. And that's it. I think that's, they just want those answers. I think we can make better decisions if we have those answers.
So with all due respect, Councilman, the major has those answers. He was not able to answer the 22 round question because it's such a small inconsequential amount. With all due respect, again, no one in this room except for Major Hott and Colonel Lima have run a police department, a municipal police department. Anyone can fire a gun. Anyone can go to DNL and buy bullets. This is something that residents of Warwick expect, a well-trained, well-equipped police department. Whether we have a million rounds in stock or five rounds in stock, the residents expect it. This is what the police department needs. This was a valid bid that went out. One vendor bid. We sent it out to 23 vendors, the city of Warwick did. It was posted on multiple websites. It went to DNL and it went to the shop on Post Road. Whether they bid or not, whether they say they received the bid or not, that's not on us. So I would respectfully ask that this bid be awarded as is in the quantity spending authority that the police department has asked for.
So I'm just going to say one more thing. So Major, what is the most popular bullet that you gentlemen use?
9mm ball round, which is training rounds.
Okay. All right. So I'm, you know, last year you went out, you asked for 150. We awarded 75. So I think that you've done some homework in by not asking for the larger number. And I think that you've made it more reasonable at the 104. So I think that you did, you know, research about that. But, you know, when Mr. Coley, Mr. Cushman, I think they would like the answers to their questions, you know, like how many DPW, how many valves we have, how many water meters do we have? So I just think that would make things a little easier for us to decide on, you know? I mean, as far as me, I'm okay with the 104. It's not 150, it's in the middle. So, but that's...
Councilman, for your reference though, I did do my research and I did write all these down. For 9mm ammunition ball ammo, there are 13 categories that I have every single round listed right here. So if I had the chance to answer that, I would have.
Major, could you just give us one example? I don't need all 13, but I think the audience would like to know the facts. Just one example of how many rounds.
Sure. For the Rhode Island Municipal Police Academy, for 12 recruits, we're required to shoot 3,000 rounds per academy. That is 36,000 rounds. I can go into patrol rifle school, range officer school, SWAT school, and all these as well. For example, our day qualification for 178 officers who have to shoot a minimum of 45 rounds, that's 8,000 rounds just for qualifications. So all this information is here. I'll be happy to answer it to you or even email it to you if you want to see it in the future.
No, that's fine. I the way it appeared is that like nobody knew the information. That's how it appeared.
And I apologize for not knowing the 22 ammo, but literally, that is probably $200 worth of ammo.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from Councilman Muto?
Thank you, Chair. Councilman DeLuise, I apologize. I didn't realize it was the number of rounds. My concern for the bidding process, and this is on me, is we don't know our own ordinances, our own purchasing ordinance. And when people do point out those issues, we need to, as a council, take this seriously, that if we're not, as a city, the taxpayers, and I will disagree with a comment that was made, if there's a million rounds versus 25 rounds, the difference is the cost to our taxpayer. So we need responsibility behind it. Yes, Chief of Staff, I'm talking to you. The challenge is if we have an ordinance, whether it was passed last month, last year, last decade, and as a council, we're not following that to hold the administration accountable, not the police department, not the fire, not DPW. As a city, we need to, as a finance council, if we're not comfortable, if we don't know the ordinances well enough, shame on us, shame on me. I have been reading the ordinances lately because I made a mistake 2 weeks ago voting for something that was not part of that ordinance. However, when we are reviewing bids today, next week, I will beg my council peers to make sure we're following our own rules. Because if we don't follow rules, then there's no benefit in the process. We are a checks and balances system. I realize we are only part-time, but that makes us, it has to do with the bidding process, Chairman, I apologize. Okay. But when it comes to, you know, our part-time status, yes, I said part-time status, we rely on laws and ordinances of the city to help us with those checks and balances. So my recommendation, at least I will make the recommendation, that we hold this until next time to ensure that our council and our members are actually voting in accordance to the ordinances of our city.
Chairman, if I may. Behind you, sorry.
Council President, yes.
Sorry, I know it's a disembodied voice. I have a question for the purchasing agent, please. So section 5620 that Mr. Cody cited mandates an annual inventory of all equipment and tools. I assume that annual inventory is not conducted at the beginning of March.
I honestly was, one, never trained or had any former spreadsheets, will you, of any inventory belonging to any other department but my own. I do have my own, which is not much. Just like police had their inventory listed, water has their inventory listed, DPW has their own record of inventory as well.
So I'll rephrase it then. When you conduct your inventory, is it at the beginning of March?
No.
That seemed like a safe bet because The next ordinance, section 5621, for some reason, these both are in here, which is actually odd and probably should be cleaned up.
There's a lot that needs to be cleaned up. Sorry to interrupt.
Because these two are actually somewhat at odds because 5620 says the annual inventory entered by the purchasing agent, but then 5621 says a biannually inventory by all department heads. So it is not necessary for both of those to exist. And in fact, the second one's better from a perspective of being more thorough because it's biannually. But I assume, given that you didn't do one in March, that it's likely that no department did one at the beginning of March, which helps explain why there wasn't an inventory on hand from that date. But yes, we should clean that up because 5620, either it needs to be updated or just removed given the existence of 5621.
There's another ordinance and done under 56, and it's, again, it's not in my head right now, but it refers to posting and advertising on a website. I think it was the small business, something like that. And that's not even used anymore, quite frankly. And that's why we use bidnetdirect.com as besides our warwickri.gov as well. Because that has more of an outreach nationwide. And a lot of vendors are directed towards that website to sign up. So that way anything that has to do with their company, they're tagged in and then they'll get a notification. Warwick just posted a bid, I don't know, for auto parts or something like that. So, I mean, it's very, very sufficient, that one at least, because we've gotten even responses sometimes from Canada and we can't accept that apparently. So, I agree. There are a lot of things under the 56th chapter that needs to be reamped. And thankfully, there's one already with the threshold that Councilman Lattiser and Foley have docketed.
All right. And on the subject of the hold, given the ongoing war, which seems like it has no sign of petering out anytime soon, holding something that involves wartime supplies seems unwise. So I would recommend not holding it, but the finance committee is free to do whatever they so choose.
And also, this bid expires in March 21st. So we are This came to, well, it docketed for February 23rd, just to let you guys know. And also, these bids, the pricing sheets are all published, so it would be very unfair to go out to rebid and have another vendor look at what was bidded on, and then we might not get something lower. But if we do, it kind of puts us on, you know, we are under a microscope because we're public sector, so we can get sued or a bid protest because their pricing is already published. So I just wanted to point that out, and that's all. Thank you.
Anything further? Major, do you have anything further?
No, no. Sir.
So I think it's clear that we have some things to work on, both in the present and going forward. I think for the most part, I think the major has answered the questions that were asked. I do have concerns about the amount of ammunition. And when we amended your award last time from 150 to 75, I remember the discussion afterwards was that if we can't finish up or do what we need to do with the 75, we're coming back. We're here a year later, and you did have enough with the 75,000. Actually, there's 2,000 or so that you had said you still have in the spending authority. And at the end of June, given everything that you are training 178,000 officers, including recruits, you'd still have somewhere in the vicinity of about 54,000 rounds left. So set aside some of the things that we need to work on our end. I'm not going to make a motion, as I said earlier, to send this back out for a rebid. I think there were some good points by my colleagues made on that regard.
Mr. Chair, you have 2 minutes.
I will say that in the future bidding, I think that there needs to be a better process, particularly with encouraging vendors to bid. And I think we need to listen to those folks as to why they don't bid. And we could very well have a surprise and the 9mm rounds come in less than 220. We also could get the bad news that they're more. So with all of that said, I am going to make a motion to follow the same protocol we did in February 1 year ago and amend this award to 75,000. That is a motion. Do we have? Sure, Councilman, go right ahead.
Major, last year, I'm not sure if you recall, when we made the decision to chop the 150 in half, the 75,000, that was, if I recall the rationale, because we had several hundred thousand rounds of ammunition in stock. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So at this point, after you expend the rounds you expect to expend through your training, we're going to be in the ballpark, I think, as the chairman just said, around 56,000 rounds?
That is correct.
That's a substantial difference than what the rationale we use to decrease your bid. What is typical for police departments to have in back stock so we can sufficiently respond to additional training needs or emergencies or shootings on Brown campus appropriately?
Typically, we try to keep around one year supply.
And 1 year supply would be how much?
Around that number that I said, we should be left about 55,000.
55,000, 56,000?
Correct.
So without the spending authority here, would the police department have a substantial difficulty maintaining the 1 year backstock to sufficiently operate?
Correct, especially since we plan on additional training later this summer.
Thank you, Major.
Thank you, Chairman. Major, when you said 53,706 rounds, is that all of the ammunition in totality? No, correct. When Councilman Napper just made reference to 220 or 300,000 rounds, whatever it was that was discussed in February, you were talking about rounds in totality, correct? Not in totality, I'm sorry, in total. How many rounds you had?
For that specific type of ammo for training, correct.
So when you say 50, rounded up to 54,000 rounds, that's not what you have in total inventory.
For all, are you referring to all types of ammunition or just the one?
For everything, for all the
ammunition. Correct. This is for the most commonly used type of ammunition is what I was referencing as a guide.
Okay. Back in February, the number that was portrayed to us was all of the ammunition combined. We have X thousands of rounds of ammunition.
You're talking about February, the previous bid?
February, yes, okay. Sir.
I wasn't here for that. I apologize. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, that's as I recall it. So again, my viewpoint on this is, yes, you need ammo. Do we need to improve on the process? Yes. Do we need to improve on the bid process? Yes. Was $75,000 adequate to move you through the year? The answer is yes, it was. So I am, again, making a motion to amend this award to $75,000 to mirror what we did at the last bid request.
Chairman, just so I can understand, may I ask one more follow-up question?
Sure, go ahead.
Major, when the chairman's speaking about was the $75,000 adequate to get you through the year, did that also contemplate chewing into the back stock? So if we decreased you to $75,000 this year, would that further erode the stock of inventory that we have and we would like to keep it? Well, when I say we, the police department would like to keep in stock?
Yes. And part of this request for the increase over $75,000 was our project that we plan on replacing our current fleet of firearms later this year, which requires requalification in the new firearm. That's why we asked for the additional, I believe it was $28,000 or so to cover that cost.
So
we have a motion in front of us.
We have a motion to amend to $75,000. I would remind everyone that if the department gets to the point, yes.
Given that the committee makes recommendations, would it be okay to consider just moving it to the full body since they make the actual amendments themselves?
Okay, I'll take your recommendation.
No recommendation.
I'll withdraw my motion. I'll make a recommendation to move to the floor I'll make a motion to move to the floor without a recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major. So,
technically, we'll assign a PCR to that.
Madam Clerk, PCR, please. 2826. Thank you. So, bid number 2026-328 now becomes PCR 28-26.